About 8 lines down on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. So we mentioned yesterday the end of the Shir, where Rav Yosef, who we were talking about the topic about mefering the something that's Inyan Nefesh, that's connected with something with not, does it go on both or only on the Inyan Nefesh part, the two Kikaros. And we'd asked Ashayla from Naziris, and Rav Yosef answered, "Ein Naziris l'chatzayim." So now the Gemara is digressing a little bit and going on that inyan of "Ein Naziris l'chatzayim." So Amar Le'Abaye, "Hakorban l'chatzin Naziris ika." Fine, there's no Naziris l'chatzayim, but what does that mean to say that there is such a thing as korban l'chatzin Naziris? So let's look at Rashi. Amar le Abaye, ha korban lachatzin naziris ika bitmiya. Dei amar harini chatzin nazir. If he's mekabel himself to be chatzin nazir, like only to be from part of the surim of a nazir, etc. Mevi chatzin korban. Vaday not. Vakay malan dehad ashkechan naziris lepalga. Ella the lo ashkechan naziris lepalga. We don't find such a thing of nazir half naziris. Ella e the Rabbana and Havi Nazir Gamur Vasur Bechol, like we saw yesterday, I think we mentioned Rashi, that he says, Areini Nazir, except only for this or only for that. So, according to Rabbanan, can't do that, and the person's a Nazir for everything, and Asur Bechol. And Ela Rabbi Shimon, that argues with the Rabbanan, the Paligalayu, lo Havi Nazir Klal. Damar Eino Nazir Ad Shi Azir Mekulam. He holds the opposite. He holds, no, if you don't make a Naziris on everything, then it's nothing. So basically, it's all or nothing. According to Rabban, all; according to Rabban Shimon, nothing. But no such thing as a chatzin. Me by Islam Meimar, the Yesh Korban lechatzin Nizirus. Amina Nami, the Yesh Nizirus lechatzin. So if you're going to say that there's such a thing as Korban lechatzin Nizirus, what that would mean to say there's also Nizirus lechatzin, Afilu Linyan Malchus, and the Ika Lafruche Nami Mikar, and that is not the case. So. There's not, therefore, Se'ela Amar Abaye, ain't Naziris l'chatzein, ven Korban l'chatzein. So therefore, there's not Naziris l'chatzein, no Korban l'chatzein, there's no such thing as this chetzi when it comes to Naziris. Now the Gemara though is gonna ask on Abaye, who says there's no Korban l'chatzein, from the following Brisa. Mesave, Ha'isha Shenadra Benazir, Vifrisha Behemta. What happened? A woman took on herself Naziris, and then she was nitma b'meis, okay, which is one of the things she's not allowed to do, and that soter her naziris, and she would have to normally, as we'll see, is not so pasha case in a second, but she would have to bring the korbanos of somebody that is mitame during the naziris, which is a kevis and two birds, either tori b'neyona, one lechatas and one lola. Okay, so what happened? She was nitma. And he frisha behemta the keves lasham, and then v'acharkach hefer labala. But then something interesting happened. Her husband was made for in the middle of her naziris. He was made for it. So what does she do? Mevia chata saof veina mevia olasof. So she brings half the korbanos, right? She brings just the chatas, but she doesn't bring the ola. Vi amart ein korban lechatzin naziris. So if we're gonna say, like Abai said, there's no such thing as korban lechatzin naziris, so amai mevia chatasa off. Why should she bring this chatasa off? She shouldn't bring anything, because there's no korban lechatzin naziris, so why she's bringing, she'd bring the chatasa, she shouldn't bring anything. So the Gemara asks on that, Ella, what are you gonna say? Ella mai, yesh korban lechatzin naziris. You wanna say that there is? So if that's the case, shlosh behem was bai letsuye. Chatasolo shlami. So they explain, meaning what? That manavshach, right? If you're going to say that there is korbanos to the chatzin naziris, which is basically what she has over here, because her husband was made for her naziris in the midstream, so it's like chatzin naziris. So if you're going to say that there is korban lechatzin naziris, then just like if she would complete Nazirah, she would have to bring these three, because these three behemoths they're mentioning here, Chatas, Ola, and Shlami, that's someone who completes the Nazirah. So then, just like if somebody would complete the Naziris, which she'd have to bring, or he or she would have to bring these three Korbanas, so also here, if you're going to say that there's Korban L'chatzi Naziris, you should bring everything. Why only the Chatas? You should also bring the Ola. Here she's only bringing the off L'chatas. You should bring also for Ola, if you're telling me there's such a thing as Korban L'chatzi Naziris, so you should bring everything, not just half. So, what are we going to say? Ella, L'olam ain't Korban L'chatzi Naziris. Really, like Abaye said, there's no Korban L'chatzi Naziris. If that's the case, so why is she bringing the Chatas over here? Shouldn't bring anything. So Gemara said, you're right. Really, in theory, shouldn't bring anything. V'chatas of demasya, that's Mishum de Chatas ala safek. Because the Chatas is special, has its own special qualities. Right? That it's the safek, the Chatas can be brought on a safek. Normally, you don't bring a korban on a safek, because that would be a shayla of shechtin chulin bazara. I'm sorry?
What?
Right. Yeah. That's specific for. What? No, not for here. I thought he was asking in general that we bring a korban for safek. Yeah, but that's specific for that. But we're talking about something that you'd have to bring a chatas for normally. But I'm not sure if I did this averas, and then you don't bring the chatas just in case. I mean, normally, right? A korban, unless you know, because it's a shayla of chulin bazar.
What? You're not sure you did a chatas or
not. No, but you're not. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about you bringing a regular chatas. Not bringing Hashem Tav, bringing a chatas. Says she brings the korban chatas.
Why should she bring a chatas?
Exactly. That's a sign. It's a suffix. Okay. That's the worst thing. So Gemara says, but here's not a suffix. Here we're going to explain in a second. It's not here a suffix either. Here it's a case of bringing the korban l'chatzi naziris. But the Gemara is saying that yeah, we do so. We do bring the korban l'chatzi naziris. Why? Because, in other words, we bring in this chatas, because chatas has a special quality that, in certain cases, it does come on a suffix. For example, Rashi is going to bring a woman that gives birth, that she also has to bring a chatas, but she's not sure whether it's a good birth or not, whether it's a nefel or not, so she brings this chatas, even though it's just a suffix. So we see that they learn it from Sukkim, right? So it's a special inyan of a chatas that can come something than a suffix. So now the Gemara just says, so since we see the special quality of this chatas, so we're going to bring it here as well, not because it's nothing to do with suffix over here. Here we're bringing it because bringing a korban on chatzi naziras. So which is not normally we wouldn't normally do because really it's nothing. Okay, really, then we're saying that there's no korban l'chatzi naziris. No such thing as chatzi naziris. Really, shouldn't bring anything. But she's going to bring the korban chatas, and the Rashi and others add as well that this is coupled with the fact that there is a little bit of an inyan here to bring the chatas anyways. Why? Because it's according to Rabbi Lazar Kapar, it says that a person is considered a sinner if he's tzirat momin ayayin, right? Consider a sinner if he becomes a nazir because he's mitzar himself from wine. So, she was, okay, even though her husband was Mayfair, halfway or whatever it was, but some of the time she was, until that point, mitzar herself from the wine. So, she is a little bit of a sinner. So, there is an inyan to bring a chatas a little bit anyway. So they go together, right? First of all, the inyan of chatas, we do find this, some special quality of this chatas that can be brought, for example, for a safek, coupled with the fact that she was a little bit of a sinner anyways. So together that's why we bring the chatas over here, but not because there's really korban l'chatzi naziris, because really there isn't. Okay, that's the end of that inyan that is really like a side inyan here. Okay, let's see. Continuing Rashi, so he said mevi'a chatas off. This woman that was menitman and her husband was mefer, so she brings a chatas off hayom. Ve'ena tzricha lavi olas off. Just the chatas. V'hasa mefarsh gemarar lamai hilchasa mevi'a chatas off. Why did she do that? Tfei, there's a girsa mi olas off. That's what we're talking about here. Why dafka chatas not ola, etc. Okay, mevi'a chatas off again. Mishum nizira shasta kodem shefer labala. Right, because her husband was mefer. So, but she still has to bring the chatzah for, because she was metame before her husband was mefer. The came in the mefer labala, have kechetzi naziris. Because it only went halfway or whatever it was, then he was mefer. Now, the Ilu ki mayfair Baal, when the Baal is mayfair, ain't no mayfair, ella mashati lavo. But when the husband's mayfair, he's only mayfair from now on. He's not taken away as if she's mikara. Therefore, what was done, and she was nitma when she was nazira. He says that from now on, there's no more neder. Aval mikara ain't no mayfair, the kodem hafara, the kai, kadekai kai. What was from before the far. That's a din by hafar. It doesn't uproot the neder completely. It's only from now on. Nazir Migas Guys. It's the lesson used over there that he's like cuts off the nether from, you know, there's no more nether from now on. But where therefore when he's mafer and there's things that happened before he did that doesn't fall away, that was, then Shanitma Lamesim in our case of because Arvaim she gets the Malkus even because that he doesn't take away what was, he's only taking it from now on. Now from now on she's not a Nazir, but she was. And that's our whole discussion. Okay, so since she's like a Chetzi Nazira Kazeh, does she bring the Korban or not? And that's what we're discussing. Okay.
What do we see in the surprise?
It doesn't say. We can tell from the context. We're going to see in a second another bryce was almost exactly the same. It actually does say the word nitma. Before Shem explained it, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the chatas off. You only bring chatas off if there's nitma. So just from the context, it has to be. That's the what the discussion. What says there?
The Ola has another advantage because Ola you can bring it in the double.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly. That's what happens with this woman that we mentioned that she gave birth and she doesn't know what, if it was real good. So the Ola she brings because she can do it, right? Could you bring it as an
over here?
What?
So why not over here? She can bring it as an adult.
Oh, you mean why didn't you do that over here? Bring the dolls in the dump, but also, anyway. Well, okay, it could be that it, I don't know, it could be that the we're not, she doesn't bring it as an Azir, as, for that, right? So, it could be that's what, we're not, it doesn't mention it, and we're not bringing the Ola for the Ola purposes, as in the Chiyuv Ola. I hear you say. Okay, Rashi v'chata sa'of, fahachi masya. Why does she bring that? There's a girsa here. The minadin ainet sricha lavi. We said velokum, right? Because really, since there's no such thing really as korban lachatzi nazira, so really shouldn't bring anything. The ha hefer because he was mayfer and there's no lachatzi. Okay. Ela mishum the Rabbi Elazar kapar the amar hanazir mevi chatas al shetzirat zomina yain mevi azu chatas haofnami, like we said. But since there is an inyan over here to bring the chatas, there is something, some connection over here, even though there's no nazir lachatzi. But since she was mitzar her atzma from a yain, therefore that's why she would have to bring this. Ala safik da amur that we said, right? Sira atzma mina yain mitchilat haneder ad shas safara, right? Because until at least he was made for it, she was mitzar herself from the wine. The ashkechan the chatas off at yanami ala safik. As we see, the special quality of the chatas, it can sometimes come on the safik. The yoledes, for example, like we said, she pila v'en yadua ma'i pila im chaticha im vlad. We're not sure if it's stama chaticha or whether it really was a vlad. Mevia chatas off. She actually bring a chatas, which is unusual, like we said, because shayla of kulim bazar. We see that the special inyan of that we do something to bring on a safek. B'hoyal de'ashechan be'al machatas off ba'al a safek, since it says sometimes come. So achanami mas yehi chatas off. She brings chatas off as well. Okay, so that was a digression, and now we're going back to the original topic at hand, which we started yesterday, and now we're going to ask the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Again, if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, we have these two kikaros, and she was made a nether not to eat them, and only the tsar, or, you know, only tsar inu nefesh on one of them, and not to eat one of them, not the other. So Rabbi Yochanan Shita was, so fine, on one of them, there's afara, and the other one not. It doesn't go on both. But now we're going to ask a kasha on that. Esavik. What Brisa says, I'm going to see very, very similar Brisa like we just saw. Okay. Ha'isha shenadra benazir, again, she took on Naziris. Now notice, here it says v'nitmes. It actually says it. And she was nitmes. V'achar kach hefer abal, exactly the same like we saw before, and the husband was made for it afterward. Mevi achata sa'of, v'ein mevi ola sa'of. Similar as before. She brings the chatas and not the ola. Okay, so Lamaisa, that now we understand, based on what we had learned before, we can understand a little bit what's going on, why the Chavila is no Inyan of Chetzi, but because of the on the Safek, she can bring a Chatas, so here also we bring a Chatas off, but not Olas off. Okay. Now, we're taking a different line now on this price. V Amard Mefer L'Misana V'en Mefer L'Sein L'Misana. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's true, Rabbi Yochanan said that you split it, only the part of the neder that was inui, then the hafar goes on at the other part, right, the pig gimel amud beis. Dilma miyain the islatzara heferla. Mituma sameis the leislatzara lo heferla. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, again, when this woman, she made this neder, now of Naziris. Now Naziris, there's a couple things going on. She's not allowed to metame lamei, she's not allowed to drink wine. However, the staying away from wine, fine. That's, let's say, inui nefesh, can't drink wine. But the Gemara understands at this point, there's not an inui nefesh, not to metame lamei. So if that's the case, it should be, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, then the hafara should only go on the part that is inui nefesh. So the hafara should only work on the wine part, but not on the tuma part. The tuma is no inui nefesh, and Rabbi Yochanan holds you split. Only hafara only goes on the inui nefesh part. So therefore, the tuma part should stick, and therefore she should be a nazira at least legabe tuma right through. You know, and because even though husband is mefer in the middle, that hafar shouldn't go on the tumah because there's no inyan nefesh there. So that should continue right through. And therefore, why is she only bringing a chata? She should bring an olah. She should bring all the korbanos for a nazir because at least legabe the inyan of tumah that their husband didn't mefer that. If Rabbi Yochanan is correct that you can't mefer it, that it doesn't go on everything, only on the part that's inyan nefesh. So yet we see that she doesn't do that, and therefore it's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Right. It's an interesting run here because he asks, why doesn't the Gemara his answer like we said before? It is known as Ziris L'Chatzein. I mean, what do we want? We're suggesting over here that she should be a Nizira on the Tumah part, but not on the wine. But the wine he was made for, not on the Tumah, but ain't, we already said is a Nizira L'Chatzein. So he's interesting. Chilak, he says that Tumah is a different, is a thing of its own. Now, it's not called Chetzi Nizirus if it's not on the Tumah. The Raharai brings in, we had just there's Nizira Shimshin, where you're allowed to be Metame. So you see that the Tumah is like not really part of the real Etzim Naziris. So that wouldn't be called Chetzi if she would be a Nazir on the wine and not on the Tumah. So, okay, that's an interesting run. Okay, so now we have Akasha Rabbi Yochanan, right, that if it can work Chetzi, because so the Hafar would go on the wine, not on Tumah, and she should be 100% Nazir on the Tumah. So Gemara answers, no, Amre Tumas Meis Nami Islatzara. So Gemara says, no, the truth of the matter is, they're both inu nefesh. The inu nefesh on the wine, inu nefesh on the tomb also. Aye, what do you mean? It's inu nefesh not to become tame. He says, yeah. Dixiv, bring the pasuk and go helles. Tov leleches el beis avel. Beginning of the pasuk says, mileches el beis amishne basher hu ksof kol adam. And the pasuk continues, vacha yitain el libo. So Gemara asks, brings the brayse of Etanya Yarimero, Mir Maya Dixiv vacha yitain el libo. What's that supposed to mean? What should a person, you know, think about what? So the Brisa says you should think about the following: the yispo yispudun le, the yifku nifkun le, and the yikbar yikbarune. That a person should realize that whatever he does for others, he'll get for himself. If he wants people to masbi him, so he should masbi others, and then they'll masbi him. He should cry for others, and they'll cry for him. And he should bury others, and they'll bury him. So that's what the chayiten alibo, that to do these things so that he'll get him back too one day. So therefore, if a person doesn't, not metame lamei, doesn't go to funerals, so then they're, you know, she won't get it back and later on. So that's, there's also inui nefesh there as well. So therefore, it's not a kasha Rabbi Yochanan because we don't have to come on to this. Oh, he's my for the inui nefesh, not the other one. They're both inui nefesh. Therefore, it is not a kasha. Okay, let's finish up the Rashi's. Last. previous page, we had Aisha Nadra Benazir Chule, Ahachi Kaamar Dilma Miyain the Islatsar Bachule, the Lo Afshar Lameda Kididakina Leo. I think what he's referring to, we can't be back when we mentioned yesterday's here about the Zag and the Hearts and whatever, that we already ruled that out, because Ein Nazir Sachatzein, that it's not, you can't break up those, and so all the whole, on the wine, and completely she's, that is Chal. And then the husband's made for on all the wine aspects. Next, Rashi Dilma Miyain Islatzara Hafer Mizag V'Chartzen. It's hard for me to read with the word lo over here. It seems like Mizag V'Chartzen Heferla the Ha'amart Ein Nazir L'Chatzein, like we said a minute ago, right? That the with the Chizag and the Chartzens, we said yesterday, there's no Chetzi, and therefore once he's made for the wine, it goes on the Zag and the Chartzen also, as we said yesterday. It's because Ein Nazir L'Chatzein. Ha'achi Kamar, the made for Kulo. The whole thing. V'lo She'er El the Tuba, Tumas Meis. So all the things to do with wine, yeah, the wine, the Zag, the Chartzen, that's all Mufar, as we saw yesterday, but what's left? The tumah, though. Melo shi'er ela tumah. Tumas meis. Mishum delo efshar le. Lahafirla. Because that he can't be made fair, because we, at this point, we think there's no inu nefesh on that. Therefore, v'taisi le olasof. Nami olasof. The ha chayel ala akati nisiris linyan tumah. Therefore, why is she only bringing the chata? She's bringing the whole thing. The chata, so, and the ola, everything, because at least legabe the tumah, that there's naziris on that he couldn't mefer, because there's no inu nefesh there. So she should bring all the korbanos for the tumah. So then the Gemara answered, no, there is no that there's also inu nefesh by staying away from tumah. So Amri tumas meis vaday havi nami bichlal hafara. Why mishum deit latzar this nichsev the Kara, the pasuk says v'chayitena libo v'havi inu nefesh. How so? The yispun yispudun le v'chule kolomar yispun le the yispod lein shaking heichi the yispun le nami. Then he should give hespeim to people, so they'll be must beat him. V'chay nu v'chay datz v'chay iten elibo shishtadel lasos imacherim. That he should do with others kedei shiskev yasulo kamoche. So they'll do to him like he does to them. V'le'el minei k'siv. And before that, as we said in the pasuk tovalechas al beis avel, etc. So that people do these things.